Ever seen one of those things that was made, you know, without the wooden handle, but it was just all straw?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go up and pull that broom straw out of regular old grass grow way up high, and they'd go out there and bring it down, get a whole bunch of it. Start, and they'd wrap a big strong string. They'd start up a piece on it and wrap it down towards the butt of that broom straw and tie it, and run that string kind of back up through some of them openings in there to hold it.
Yes, sir.
A whole lot of straw brooms.
Straw brooms.
Yeah.
I see. You reckon those are any better than the ones they have now?
Well, no, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think they'd sweep a little clean, maybe.
Yes, sir. You ever heard of one of those things being made out of something like palmetto or?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Just broom straw.
Yeah.
I see. I want to ask you, around here, do you remember if there were certain chores that women did on certain days of the week? Maybe yeah. Like on Monday they'd do something?
Yeah. Generally they washed on Monday.
How would they go about doing that, you know, before they had washing machines and everything?
Oh, they just go out there, had a big old iron wash pot. They'd put that thing full of water and build a fire around it, put them clothes in it, put some old homemade soap in it, and boil them and boil them and boil them. And they'd put them on what they call a battling block.
Yes.
And they had a regular old stick, call it the battling stick. They'd take that job down and get them clothes on, go lay on that block, and they'd beat them around a while, turn them over, and beat them around, and they'd have tub or two full of, they called it wrenching water.
Yes, sir.
They'd take them then and go put them in, wash them out in one tub, and then bring them out, throw them over in that wrenching tub with clear water, and wrench them in clear water.
Right. What was that battling block like that you mentioned?
Well, it was generally a cut out of a log or an old fat lighted stump, all headed be up about that high, big and about that big around.
About 3 feet high?
Yeah, about 2.5 feet diameter.
Yes, sir. Rick, that sounds like after you got through boiling them so much and beating them so much, it seemed that they might wear out kind of quick.
Well, that did wear them out quick, yeah.
I reckon so.
Bust lots of buttons.
Yes, sir. I reckon it got clean.
Oh yeah, it would clean them. You might have right, it would.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that house here in town had a front porch.
Yeah.
Can you remember if people ever called the front porch anything else?
Called it a gallery. Mm-hmm. Front porch, front gallery, and the back gallery. Never said porches back then.
I see.
They called them gallery.
You ever hear people use that word gallery nowadays?
No, you never hear it now. It's always porch now. Yes.
That's interesting. What about veranda? Did people ever use that word?
Not around here, they didn't.
No. Ever heard it called a piazza?
No.
Well, you know those things that you have to climb up to get from the yard to the porch? You just call those the
steps.
Yes, sir. I see. But if you were inside, like if you wanted to go up to a second floor,
call them stairs.
Right. Okay. I'd ask you about this expression. Say if I walked in your living room and I left the front door just wide open,
yeah,
and you didn't want it to stay that way,
yeah,
what would you tell me to do?